Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And I don't need to give you some convincing speech on why you belong somewhere. You don't need to grow up in the same town that you watched the high school team win state 20 years ago or use your fake IDs to go two-stepping at the honky-tonk. So long as it feels like home, so long as the people bring the best version out of you, that's your safe haven. And that's kind of the reason why I think Henry Parrish Jr. decided to reunite with Kevin Smith, reunite with Lane Kiffin, and become the lead back for Ole Miss going into 2024. But why is this such a good move for the Rebels going into a 12-team playoff era? Let's go and discuss SEC Unfiltered. It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure that you like the video, hit the comments section. Do you believe Henry Parrish Jr. can be that enforcer for the Rebels on the ground in 2024? And make sure you hit subscribe, Rebels fans, because we're talking about your team. We're talking about SEC football and so much more leading up to the regular season and well past it. Download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems, Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify. Follow me on social media and follow us on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson, at SEC Unfiltered. We're all on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever else Elon Musk comes out with. Make sure you're following me on my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson because I talk college football, but well past the SEC over there. But if you really want to continue to follow what's going on with the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure you visit secunfiltered.com. Why Henry Parrish Jr. returning to Ole Miss is a good thing shouldn't be determined based off of why he left. He wanted an opportunity to be the head honcho, and you can understand that. And there was reasons to believe that in a new era of college football, sometimes walking away from where you feel most comfortable is a scary thought. But at the same time, it embraces what is life. We have no idea what kind of avenues are going to be turning around the corner, and we don't know what is in store for us in the not-so-distant future. So we take those chances and we do the best we can and hopefully it pans out. But we know as long as everything is leaving on positive terms, we'll be right back in the saddle before we even knew it. And so for me, when you look at Henry Parrish Jr., having the ability to be a lead running back in the ACC maybe doesn't carry the same amount of weight what it does in the SEC. But I can tell you this much, the reason why he probably left was he saw the writing on the wall. He wanted to have a bigger role and he knew that wasn't going to happen for me as long as Quinshon Judkins is here and as long as there's other tailbacks that are going to hightail it into the conversation. There were some good players underneath Lane Kiffin before Quinshon showed up. And then Quinshon decides to run rampant for 2 years, allowing Henry Parrish to now decide this is what's best for me. And again, Kevin Smith was, I think, a major factor in all of this. Go back and remember that Smith leaves, goes to Coral Gables, joins forces with Mario Cristobal. And the first phone call you hear, Henry Parrish Jr. is not going far away. So having that relationship, having that type of dynamicies, being able to coexist and understand what is expected from one coach to another is a good thing. And ultimately, I think it's what led Henry Parrish to decide the best thing for me is not go try my luck elsewhere, but go back to where I know that they need a running back. They need a pretty damn good one. And I know what my capabilities are. And I already have a good understanding about what Lane Kiffin's looking for in terms of his offense. And they got to go ahead and find themselves a new premier player because Quinshon Judkins is hightailing it out of there to go play in a division where he's splitting reps with Travion Henderson at Ohio State. So you need a new running back in the backfield, and now you're probably getting a big upgrade, in my opinion. You all know what you want to upgrade your wardrobe this summer, and the main reason why is because nobody wants to look their worst during Memorial Day, during 4th of July, going into week one of the regular season. Don't you want to look fresh and feel good? You can do so when you go visit Roback.com. Roback's performance polos, hoodies, shorts, everything under the sun is exactly what you need to not only feel good, but look good this upcoming summer. You don't want to be on the golf course having a terrible backswing, but also back sweat. And plus, once you're done, you're covered in your own disgusting filth. It's not good for you. Maybe you got to go and meet the in-laws afterwards. Maybe you got to go pick up the kids from daycare. And the last thing that they want to know is go, Daddy, why do you smell like garbage? Well, you won't do that when you wear Roback because the performance polo hoodies are not only form-fitting, but they're sweat resistant. My backswing is awful, but my back sweat is perfectly fine every single summer. To go ahead and find out more information, visit Roback.com. ROBACK.com and use 20% off when you get the promo code SCCU on our performance polo hoodies, shorts, and a ton of other gear. 20% off your very first purchase, hoodies, polos, shorts, whatever you need. We got you. We want you to look good this summer. We want you to look good going into week one. You want your team looking good. You better feel good while looking good. Make sure you do so by visiting ROBACK.com. Ole Miss's running back room is an anomaly right now. You didn't really have to worry about anything last season because if you knew number four was going to punch it in for six, well, now you have that question mark. And I'm not saying that you need to have a complete and total overhaul at running back, but it is somewhat helpful when you are able to go ahead and find yourself a premier tailback that does take some pressure off of your team.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You may not have that right now. You have a lot of good options, but not a lot of elite options. Henry Parrish Jr., very talented player, averaged 6.3 yards last season for the Hurricanes and was the leading rusher. Was a guy that added value in the pass catching department. Over 175 yards, two touchdowns. When he was at Ole Miss, over 200 yards, three touchdowns. Not to mention he can boot, scoot, and boogie like Brookson Dunn in the open field and make it look easy. You also have Logan Diggs that was a premier running back at times at Notre Dame. Last season splits carries at LSU, comes on over to Oxford, and could end up being an enforcer up the middle if you do have a healthy version of him. But right now, you don't know when he's playing, and really neither does Lane Kiffin. He could be in week one. It could be in week seven. It could be in week 13. And then you also have Ulysses Bentley that is a good complementary tailback and has been for 2 years. But at the same time, you don't know what version you're going to get of him after missing spring. You also were able to go ahead and secure the likes of Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, another 1,000-yard running back at New Mexico. And he understands the SEC because he grew up in Montgomery, Alabama, and started his career at Alabama State. But the SEC is a giant different beast compared to Conference USA, compared to the SWAC, compared to any other division in all of college football. So you get Parrish. Maybe that's not your lead back. Maybe you don't get 1,200 rushing yards from him. But I can tell you this much, you are going to see the chains move. I can tell you this much, you are going to see him be effective in the red zone. I'll tell you this much, you are going to see him play a nice complementary role. And sometimes a three-headed monster might be better than a one-time difference maker. And so the way that I look into this for Kiffin and the way that I look at this for Ole Miss, you're once again going down the pecking order and crossing off every single negative to turn it into a positive. You don't like your running back situation going into 2024? Well, go ahead and enforce it. Maybe you don't have a difference maker in terms of a Quinshon Judkins, but you definitely have a three or four man tandem that's going to tote the load and be able to fortify this game and make the offense more dynamic. You didn't really like that you didn't have a number three receiver. You went out and you brought in Juice Wells. You didn't like that you had one of the more average defensive lines in college football. You went out and you targeted as many names as possible, and some are sticking around for good, including former number one overall defensive prospect, Walter Nolan. So it's just, again, a checklist of all the negativities that will become positivities as you look to go ahead and make it to the college football playoff. And that's what good teams do. That's what smart teams do. That's what teams that have goals and aspirations about actually winning past what the expectations are end up accomplishing. You look at Georgia and what they bring in every single year. They don't need a premier running back, but they want a premier running back. You want to know why? What happens if they lose one of their top guys in October? You want to know what doesn't change? Their goals, their expectations, and the criteria about what it means to don that black sheet. You want to have as much sustainability that's not going to be a problem come November. And so the way I look at this is that maybe you don't have Logan Diggs week one, but you got Henry Parrish Jr. You have a guy in Crockett. My apologies. You have a guy in Kroski-Merritt. you have a guy in Ulysses Bentley. And that might be good enough for you until you get back a Logan Dix. You may lose Ulysses Bentley in week one, but then you don't lose your mind about what this running back room could be. You only fortified your chances about being a complete roster going into 2024. Ole Miss is one of the easiest schedules in the SEC. They should be a 10-2 team at worst. And at best, we could be talking about them 11-1, 12-0, actually playing for the first time in Atlanta, where it is for a conference title. And at that point, if you just go to Atlanta, you're going to be in the college football playoff. And everyone in Oxford has already made it clear. This is the last dance. We know that this year could be special. We want to see the fruits of our labor come and be accomplished. You do that by making sure that you don't have any flaws on your roster. Bringing back a guy like Henry Parrish Jr., even though he did leave the team, it doesn't mean he left his heart out of Oxford. This could actually end up being a massive win for not only Ole Miss, but also for Parrish when it comes to his draft stock and what it does for the future of the Rebels when it comes to landing premier talent. They already know how to work the transfer portal in their favor. You've continued to see growth when it comes to the recruiting trail over the last 2 years with Lane Kiffin. And you're also watching as this team now feels like 10-2, that's the standard. But we don't do the standard here. We go above and beyond because we know that we can be above and beyond. Adding in a guy like Henry Parrish Jr. not only fortifies your rushing attack, but it fortifies your chances of going to the dozen dance. Once you're in the playoff, all bets are off. Anything could happen, including Ole Miss maybe bringing home their first national title. And for me, that might be the biggest blessing of all to see for a guy like Lane Kiffin, who's earned the right to compete for not only a national title, but also for the college football top coaching market.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.